Good morning and welcome to Cox Media Group Houston's Public Affairs Show, FYI. My name is Susie Hanks. It is fall. It is time for pumpkin lattes and open enrollment. And if open enrollment leaves you dazed and confused, today we're going to try to shed some light on that and give you some direction. And with us today is Dave Milich, who is the CEO of United Healthcare of Texas.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. It's wonderful to see you again. You come in and kind of help us with this occasionally. This is the time of year to do it. I am among many of us who are insurance illiterate. Uh-huh. You say open enrollment and my eyes glaze over and PPOs and ML, I don't even know. So what we're going to do is talk about that and talk about the changes and what's going on with that. So it's kind of time to decide for yourself what you are going to be doing as far as your health insurance covered and your options. This is the time to do it, but it's a different time for a lot of different people. So kind of give me an idea about that.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, this is the time of year, as you said, and first of all, you're not alone. It can be a confusing time, especially in situations where there are changes to your benefit plan. And that's one of the really great things about open enrollment. It really is an opportunity for you as an individual, as well as your family, to think about things that healthcare needs that you're going to have in the upcoming year, because that is really what open enrollment allows you to do, is to make decisions based on what you think is going to be important for you and your family. So open enrollment, for most people, their employers, especially if you're covered under an employer plan, it's usually a two-week period, generally towards the end of September all the way through November, where you as an employee have the opportunity to think about and make changes to your benefit plan for the upcoming year. If you're somebody who's covered under Medicare, then there's actually a defined period of time, October 15th through December 7th. That is the open enrollment period for any individual who's a Medicare beneficiary looking to make changes.
And those are seniors and who else is on Medicare?
Could be people who are disabled, okay, who are and certified by Medicare as being disabled. So that's the time when individuals have that opportunity to take a step back, again, look at their individual health care needs, and make the best decision for them and their family for the upcoming year.
It's also the time for the health insurance marketplace, or Obamacare.
Correct. Time frame is the same as Medicare. So, again, a very defined time frame in which those individuals who are covered under the Affordable Care Act exchange products have that opportunity, again, to review, sit down perhaps with a professional, and go through the options that are available to them based on their geographic location, and, again, make the best decision for them.
Okay. So the Medicare is October 15th to December 7th?
Yes.
But and the health insurance marketplace is, I think, in November 1st through the December 15th. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, yep. So there's a little difference. It's kind of different this year. Things have shortened up, right?
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about knowing your dates, and that's important. You need to figure out what kind of insurance you've got. Like most people, you said you have your employer health care. I was reading up about this a little bit, and I was talking to HR people about their companies and about their employees, and it said that when you ask your employees, you're aware of what your open enrollment is and what you're doing, right? And they nod their head, but they usually don't because they're afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, and I think it's about the time frame, and then also understanding that they have choices. I think oftentimes individuals don't recognize the choices that their employer has made for them, or the options that their employer has given them, and that open enrollment time is a good opportunity for that employee to look and say, okay, what are the things that are important to me? How might I utilize healthcare resources in 2018? And then what plan best fits my needs in terms of what my employer is offering me? And it's not just things like what's my deductible, what is my coinsurance. It's also are there varying networks of providers, of physicians and hospitals. What prescription drugs are covered under this plan versus that plan, and really going out and having an opportunity to be able to look at those different things and make sure that they make the best decision for them and their family.
What happens if you miss the dates to enroll?
It can vary by employer. Generally speaking, you're grandfathered into whatever plan you had in 2017 for 2018. if for some reason that plan isn't available, maybe the employer eliminated it, then there's usually a grandfathered plan that all those individuals are rolled into. Some have a what's called a hard enrollment where you have to make a decision, and if you don't, then you don't have coverage for the upcoming year. So it's really important that you as an individual take the time to really understand, again, what are my dates, what's the actual open enrollment time that my employer has made available, and what are my choices and options so that I make the best decision for me and my family.
When you are presented with the different options, what are some of the different things you need to ask yourself about, you know, what kind of choices are you making about what do you want?
So I the first one that always comes to mind is what's the cost? And that cost may be what comes out of my paycheck in terms of premium contributions. Most employers don't pay 100% of the cost. You know, the employee pays a portion of the total premium. And that premium that comes out of my paycheck may vary based upon the plan that I choose. And generally, that variable is a function of a few things. One, what are my out-of-pocket expenses under the plan? So again, what's my deductible? What's my out-of-pocket expense? What are my copays for physician visits, for prescription drugs, those kinds of things? That's probably the first thing people will look at. Then next comes the network of providers that are made available to me through those plans. We've introduced here at United Healthcare, we've introduced several programs in the Houston area that look to help individual consumers and understand those physicians that are high quality and highly cost efficient, not cheap, but cost efficient, and by that we mean that they use resources effectively. So, for example, we've got one product built around the Kelsey Siebold Clinic. We've got another product built around the Memorial Hermann Health System. Those are all opportunities for us to be able to hit varying price points for consumers, but we want to make sure that consumers make the right decision and understand the network of providers that are built into those products.
So I guess that would be the first thing that you would, or one of the things that you would think about is, who is your doctor now? Mm-hmm. Who do you like to go to? Who do you want to go to? And you find out who they are part of.
Right. And you know, how tied to that physician am I? You know, and some people are very, very tied to their physician. They've been with them for years and years and years. And that's great. That's why we make those types of different product offerings available, is because we want to make sure that we meet the needs of a very diverse and wide customer base.
Yeah. I would imagine that one of the hard things to decide is if you have a doctor that you love and all of a sudden the doctor is not in the program anymore, is not in the plan, how do you follow that doctor? And why would a doctor not be in the plan anymore?
Well, so first, as I said, what we do is we've got varying products that offer an expansive network. Nearly every physician and facility in Houston is covered under our broad-based products. The products that narrow around providers are really built around a system. So again, one is the Kelsey Siebold Group. So Kelsey Siebold has clinics and physicians located all around the Houston metropolitan area. But the physicians that are part of that are employed by the Kelsey Siebold Group, or they're affiliated with them in some way. Consumers need to understand what, again, meets their need, which is the great thing about Houston is there's a very diverse opportunity for people to pick the delivery model and delivery system that they want, be it an individual physician or be it a physician that's more centrally based like with Kelsey. And that's our mission. Our mission is to help people live healthier lives and help the healthcare system work better for everyone. And so giving people those choices and consumers those choices, we think meets that goal and meets the need of our customers.
Also, one of the things that that you have is telehealth services, which is kind of a whole different new aspect.
Yeah, you know, that's something that is been around for a while, but we have not had broad access availability for it in Texas. There were some recent legislative changes in Texas that have allowed the telehealth or the virtual health model to proliferate more in Texas. And it really is a great opportunity for individuals to be able to access care on a more convenient basis. You know, we here in Texas have a very big issue around people using the emergency rooms inappropriately. Oftentimes because it's the closest, most convenient access point for them to utilize. What telehealth does is it enables that individual either via the phone or, in our case, via FaceTime to have a personal one-on-one interaction with the physician in a very secure manner that allows them not to have to access that emergency room for situations that don't require it. And, you know, access, primary care specific access, isn't an issue for us here in Houston. But, you know, I have responsibility for the entire state of Texas, and there are parts of Texas where primary care availability is extremely limited. And so the telehealth or the virtual health program allows those individuals in those remote areas to have access to a primary care physician. And so we think it's going to really improve both quality and access and ultimately cost efficiency as it becomes more and more prevalent. And frankly, what you're starting to see is more established physician groups. Kelsey Siebel is a good example, creating their own virtual telehealth presence that their patients can have access to. And, you know, I guess I've been around long enough now where I'm one of the older guys. But what we see is the younger, more technologically savvy and comfortable individuals are really the ones that are leveraging the telehealth and the virtual medicine programs.
Yeah. My mother's an RN, so mm-hmm. I have my own telehealth. I can FaceTime her, say, hey, what is going on here? What should I do? And then she'll tell me whether I need to go to the doctor or whatever. Or, you know, a lot of people have a friend who's a pharmacist or a doctor or something. A lot of people don't have access to that, but this is more in detail. Can you give me some, like, an example of what it's
so,
like?
So say I have a 16-year-old son who plays football, and let's say he bangs himself up a little bit in a game, and I'm not quite sure what the issues are. Through the telehealth app, or through our app, the telehealth provider can be made available. You can literally do it on demand, or you can schedule an appointment. And within 15 to 20 minutes, that individual will call you back, oftentimes even much more quicker than that. And you can have that face-to-face interaction, similar to what you have with your mom, which is great. Right?
Yeah.
It's great that you have that.
But not everybody
available.
Does. Yeah.
And, you know, it you know, they can see whether or not, you know, my son needs to go to the ER and urgent care, or can wait until Monday to see their primary care physician. Another, probably the most utilized, is I think my child has strep throat. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for a prescription for an antibiotic or whatever. That's another opportunity for us to use technology and leverage that less acute access point, rather than having that individual go to an emergency room, either be it a freestanding emergency room or an emergency department within a hospital. And it frees up, frankly, it frees up that capacity for more serious issues that people really do need the emergency room for. So it really is a win-win, both for the consumer as well as for the healthcare system overall.
Yeah, because a lot of people are just sitting in the waiting room trying to get into the doctor to get something, a prescription for something that they've already had, that they know what they've got, they know what they need, and mm-hmm. this would be easier. But there are safety, controls in place where you can where you can monitor the kinds of prescriptions and things
that
are happening, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that interaction doesn't change. That interaction doesn't change, be it a virtual visit or be it a visit in an actual office.
Okay. We are talking with Dave Milich. He is the CEO of United Healthcare of Texas, and we're talking about open enrollment that is going on, but the different times for people and the different kinds of things out there, the different options for you out there. One of the things we also wanted to talk about is the additional benefits, because we're not just talking about the doctor's offices. We're talking about other things that come with your plans. Let's talk about that. What are some of the different kinds of?
So again, you know, each individual employer may offer benefits, additional benefits. It could be things like, for example, vision coverage. dental coverage, life insurance, long-term and short-term disability. There are also we have products available that are called critical illness. So things like cancer. An individual has cancer, they can buy a critical illness policy that will help defray some of the financial costs, like a deductible or out-of-pocket costs that the individual will have through these critical illness policies. And those are things that are becoming more and more popular as employers, again, to try to save money, raise deductibles under their core plan. A lot of those critical illness policies are purchased by the individual because, again, that's something that you as an individual can choose to buy or not to buy out of your own pocket during this open enrollment period. Another good reason why you as an individual need to take that time to really understand what's being made available to you and pick the best program or programs that meet you and your family's individual needs.
Yeah. When people are faced with these kinds of illnesses, and oftentimes will call to you know, see about the coverage, and then it's not there, that can be pretty heartbreaking when you're dealing with something like that.
Yeah, and again, I mean, that's why you know, we try to provide as much information to the consumer in as many different mediums as we can, not only during open enrollment, but throughout the year. We have the Health for Me app that you can download on your smartphone. Again, providing you with all different kinds of real-time information around your benefit plan, your prescription drugs that are covered under your program, your provider network, all those different kinds of things to make sure that the consumers and our customers are armed with as much information as they have. You know, you also have the opportunity to visit our website. It's uhcopenenrollment.com. A great wealth of information that's general. It's not tied necessarily to one individual employer. It's very general and gives people good information that they can access to be able to better understand what admittedly is a complicated product, health insurance.
It's like buying a cell phone plan, but worse, because with your cell phone plan, if it goes out, you know, it's your phone. But with your insurance, if it's not adequate or if it's not going to help you, then it could be truly tragic.
Right. And that's why, you know, sometimes employers will talk about open enrollment as the annual checkup, mm-hmm. because it is very similar to when you go for your annual exam with a physician. And all of us put a plug in for preventative care. We all need to have that preventative visit. We all need to access and have a relationship with a primary care type of physician, because that's the best opportunity, again, to check up for yourself. And similarly, open enrollment is the best time to do the checkup around your health insurance and all the programs that are made available to you via your employer.
Your life may have changed in the last year. You may have kids who are brand new babies, or who maybe are have opted out, have aged out of the program. They've mm-hmm. got to get their own. There's lots of different reasons to go back and just reevaluate every year.
And frankly, your health status may have changed, right? As we age, things change within our bodies, and we discover things, right, that maybe we didn't know about before. Even our family history, sometimes we find out as we age, we find out things that happened in our own family history that maybe we didn't know about before. And those are all very important pieces of knowledge and data to understand, so that, again, you can make the best decision for you and your family moving forward.
Right. And then I see here talking about Medicare, a lot of people are surprised that original Medicare doesn't cover some things, and then there's different kinds of Medicare plans.
Yeah. So, you know, Medicare, there are base Medicare, what's commonly referred to as A and B. There are things that within that aren't covered. Several years ago, there were Medicare Part C or Medicare Advantage plans that, again, are similar to some of the commercial products that we offer, where things like prescription drugs that are not covered under traditional Medicare generally are covered under the Medicare Advantage plans. And open enrollment is an opportunity for individuals to be able to move within traditional Medicare, maybe to a Medicare Advantage plan. There are also Medicare supplement plans that individuals can buy to try to cover some of those healthcare services that aren't covered under traditional Medicare. So again, open enrollment is that opportunity for individuals to take a look. I sit down with my mom back up in St. Louis every year to try to help her understand, what healthcare services did she utilize this year? What does she anticipate moving next year? We have the annual discussion around her physician because, again, some of the Medicare Advantage plans don't include every physician in a certain market. But it's an opportunity to have that discussion. So at least as we move into next year, we've all had the opportunity to be able to, again, make that most informed decision, taking into consideration various things that may or may not be available to me as a consumer.
Well, she's awful lucky to have you to be able to do that with her.
Yeah. I like to think she thinks she is, but I certainly don't call home enough. But
for those of us, I guess, who are not as lucky, there is the website, and there are people that they can call and ask different types of questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a lot of information out there on the internet too, and it's confusing as well. And a lot of it, I don't know if it's very trustworthy as well.
Well, I mean, you got to be careful, right? I hate to use the term fake news. I don't think it's necessarily fake. I think just sometimes it applies to a certain product or maybe even a certain company's product, and individual consumers do have to take the time to make sure that they understand and don't make assumptions that one plan, all plans are created equal. If generally a lot of individuals will gravitate towards whatever the lowest cost plan looks like on a piece of collateral material, you can't just look at price alone. You really have to take the time to understand and look at what's included in that plan to make sure that it meets your needs and the needs of your family.
Right, because a lower premium means more, maybe out of pocket.
More out of pocket. It could mean that the provider network is smaller. It could also mean that some of the things that are covered, like a dental visits or certain prescription drugs, may not be covered under that lowest premium plan, but may be covered under some of the others. And when you actually sit down and do the math from an out-of-pocket perspective, even though the premium may be slightly higher, the benefits are better and more than pay for themselves.
Yeah. And there's seemingly a lot of questions regarding the different types of insurance and plans and things with the administration changes. It just seems to have changed, and it's gone through kind of an upheaval. There's just been a across the board change, so it's best to really try to figure it all out.
Yeah, and just be sure to take the time to really fully investigate all the options that are available to you. If you need to, certainly if you're covered under your employer's plan, you can, if you're a United Healthcare customer, you can call us and we can help you. Many employers have their own internal websites where you can access your own benefit plan to see what is available to you as an employee of that company. Medicare has sites that you can access if you're a Medicare beneficiary. And just make sure that you take full advantage of all the information available to you, because that will ultimately help you make the best decision.
What if your employer doesn't have a plan that you want? What if you maybe need something different? Is it?
There are things that you can certainly purchase on the open market. Supplement products, again, the critical illness are probably some of the ones that are most common. If your employer doesn't provide you access to some of those types of products, they can be purchased on the open market, generally through an insurance agent. Some of those products can even be purchased from the agent that you buy your life insurance from or your home or auto insurance from. Those types of agents have really come a long way in terms of offering a full portfolio of products for their customers.
There's lots of different pathways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then one of the things is wellness programs, which you mentioned kind of earlier. There is a big benefit to being proactive about mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, over the last several years, you will hear. Matter of fact, I was at a healthcare meeting early this morning, and we talk about we don't have a healthcare system, we have a sick care system, right? That we treat the illness, not trying to keep people healthy. And I do think that's one of the things in the last 4 years, 5 years, I've seen a shift towards, is that both employers as well as individuals are becoming more focused around their wellness. They're taking more ownership in their own health. And so, yeah, we as a company, we've been offering wellness programs for years, but it seems like, again, the last couple of years, employers are really starting to adopt them. One of the things that we've really been focused around is something we call Motion. And it's a product that allows individuals who have a Fitbit-like device to be able to earn credit, cash, to offset, again, some of their out-of-pocket expenses as they maintain certain levels of activity. The reality is what the research would show is that if you want the best way to get individuals to participate in wellness programs is to provide incentives. What varies is the incentive. And depending upon the population of an employer, different incentives have different impact. And frankly, sometimes it's competition that is that incentive. So wellness is definitely something that's becoming more and more prevalent in benefit programs. And it's something that we as United Healthcare are very focused around and try to make available to all of our customers in varying degrees that they can take advantage of.
Yeah. And so what is the website, once again, where people can go on and ask questions or find lots of information?
UHCOpenEnrollment.com.
Okay, and you don't have to be a United Healthcare participant. One final thing, and on a different note, something that you all are doing is you've joined with some kids and you're doing these joke books. Tell me about this.
So the United Healthcare Children's Foundation for years has provided support to individual families for things that many of us take for granted, and that's our health. So the Children's Foundation provides grants, usually $5,000, to help families with healthcare expenses that are not traditionally covered by insurance, or in some circumstances where maybe that family doesn't even have health insurance. One of the things that we've been doing, I think now for the last 3 years, is a joke book. And there are jokes that are written by individual children, some of which that are grant recipients, not all. They submit those to us, to the foundation, and the foundation creates a joke book that then we sell, and all the proceeds go to fund the foundation, which again provides those grants to individual families, not only across the country, but frankly, we've given hundreds of thousands of dollars to families here in Texas over the last 10 years.
So, tell me a joke.
I don't think I would be good.
You weren't.
You know,
you're not.
I got some great advice once, and someone told me, if you're not funny, don't try to be funny. And I'm not funny.
You are funny. You're a funny guy. Okay, well, I'll let you go. That's a pass. But next time I want you to come with a joke.
I'll come prepared.
Have ready. Okay, good. Well, we have been talking with Dave Milich, who's the CEO of United Healthcare of Texas, talking about open enrollment. Let's give the dates one more time again.
All right. So if you're covered under Medicare, it's October 15th through December 7th. If you're an individual who's covered under the Affordable Care Act Exchange or is looking to be covered, it's November 1st through December 15th. And then if you're covered under a commercial plan, that time period can vary. Your employer will set that open enrollment period, again, usually 2 weeks between the end of September and the middle of November.
And if your employer hasn't reached out to you, you need to ask questions.
Absolutely.
And don't be embarrassed about asking questions.
No, they're your benefits.
Yeah.
And so you should feel comfortable taking advantage of the benefits that your employer is providing you.
Absolutely. Dave Milich, CEO, United Healthcare of Texas, thank you very much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
My name is Susie Hanks, and you've been listening to FYI.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.